KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff has now landed in Moscow for talks with Russian officials on the ceasefire agreement that Ukraine has approved. ABC's James Longman with more on what Russian President Vladimir Putin is looking for.
Putin wants a permanent plan which would see him keep some 20% of Ukraine that he is currently occupying. But Donald Trump has been threatening sanctions if he doesn't agree. He said that if Vladimir Putin doesn't agree to this plan, that he could make some decisions which would be financially devastating for Russia. But he said, I don't want to do that because I want to get peace.
As tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kick in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his Canadian and European counterparts for the next 2 days as part of the G7 summit. A massive cross-country storm on the move. There are evacuations in Southern California as the threat of heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides hit some burn-scarred areas. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Election laws, abortion rights, and the role of public sector unions were among the hot-button topics the two candidates vying for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court argued over during Wednesday night's debate. With only 3 weeks before the election, Circuit Court judges Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel discussed a wide range of issues, from abortion rights, redistricting, the state's voter ID law, and the future of collective bargaining rights for public workers. The exchanges were sometimes heated. At one point, Schimmel said Crawford was lying about his past actions involving a case. Later, Crawford disputed one of Schimmel's allegations about her donors, saying he had a, quote, very active imagination. At stake in this election is the court's ideological balance, which currently leans towards the liberal majority. This is important as a number of impactful cases might be on the docket in the coming months. The two candidates will face off in the April 1st election. Federal funding for hospitals is at stake without congressional action. Jimmy Kuska reports.
Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare, used by several Wisconsin hospitals, will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. Six Wisconsin hospitals rely on home-to-health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million.
Hospitals will not be able to take on as many patients if the programs expire, meaning longer drives to find health care, especially for older patients in rural areas. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight, they host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a storm system that could bring showers, even a few thunder showers, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain and eventually some rain changing to snow by Sunday. It's going to be windy too. But for now, sunshine today, 58 tomorrow. We'll get to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And there's no better way to celebrate spring than with the maple syrup season. And you can do that at the Bubbles Nature Preserve for Maple Syrup Saturday. Help yourself to a pancake breakfast made by the staff and volunteers and take your support for the preserve to the next level. Adopt a bucket. Each family who adopts a bucket will join the preserve to tap your own maple tree and hang your bucket to collect throughout the entire season. So go to WGBW.FM, click events to learn more.
At Captain's Walk Winery, we believe wine should be fun, not complicated. Whether you're winding down after a long day or catching up with friends, grab a glass and some small bites in our cozy, welcoming, historic atmosphere. The Walk is ideal for celebrating any occasion, from intimate get-togethers to larger groups. We'll see you at The Walk on South Adams Street in downtown Green Bay, where great wine and great company always come together.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Brown County United Way celebrating 100 years in our community. Learn the history and the future with Robin Davis and Rashad Cobb.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming away from WISS Studios in downtown Oshkosh. It is a beautiful morning out there. Look at the sun coming up over the river. And it's going to be, 55 today or something? That's fantastic. We've had unbelievably awesome guests. Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care, Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, sponsor of our Veteran Salute, Tavia Hopfenberger, Old Station 31, part of the Mino and Mayor's Top Craft Pick. You got to check that place out in the town of Dale. And Kelly Northley, Fondy famous, Oshkosh famous. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor to have you in our studio.
You got a cool business.
I do. I try to.
You got a fun sounding business. Uh-huh. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So Fondy Famous is a local we feature local businesses and nonprofits every other Friday on my social media platforms. And it has just tremendously grown. And it has been so much fun to just get to know these businesses and share all of the things that are going on in Fond du Lac. And in doing so, we've started to expand a little bit into Oshkosh. So we have some partnerships we're forming here and then into Sheboygan as well. So in the area.
Aren't you amazed how many nonprofits there are? And when you get to see them, what they do?
Yes. And how we need all of them.
We do.
Jim, you had a number one time. Was it like 300 around Green Bay? But you did have a number, I remember.
Brown County. I took 501c3s.
Okay.
Which is a nonprofit, right? Yep. You can't get investors, and you got to have a mission of education or charity, you know, the nonprofit. 800.
800. Yes,
what it was. Wow. Isn't in one something? County?
It's only 230,000 people in that county.
Wow.
But I just didn't read one yesterday. The United Way, which kind of coordinates people together, but it's amazing what's out there, but they're out there because there's a need.
A huge need for them.
For some different things. We're pretty big with the Alzheimer's, which is, that's growing. So many of these challenges are growing, and that's why we're seeing more nonprofits in certain fields. But
absolutely.
So what do you do with them? Tell me about your video and how it gets presented.
Yeah, so we record a video every other week. It goes out, and it's sponsored by Steve Wirtz Builders in Fond du Lac. So we go through and learn about the business or the nonprofit, and we share that with our followers. And so, go ahead.
Keep going.
We share that with our followers, and we just kind of try to increase exposure. So many people are saying, there's nothing to do in this area. We don't know what to do. They have no idea what's out there and, kind of have negative feelings about things. Whereas I'm trying to really showcase all of the positive things. There are all of the people who are making all of these nonprofits happen, all of the people who are doing incredible things in our community, and then the businesses and nonprofits that really make it happen.
The question I was going to ask, do they hire you to do this or do you find them and go do it?
For the actual features, because of our sponsor, I'm able to go out and just go and feature them and sign up. We have a pretty active wait list as well. But I'm able to just go and do that. And then we have paid pieces on our page to continue and to increase what we're doing.
These nonprofits, when people see that, You know, some people, you say there's nothing to do. We hear that a lot. But some people have a hard time meeting other people. You know, a little bit of COVID, a little bit of I'm not in school anymore. And I have some students that are graduating that they don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. And again, I think great personalities. But I'm like, join a nonprofit.
Network.
Yes, that's awesome. Network.
And there are so many good people and younger people, too, you know, that...
There's a lot of people who feel the same way. They can't meet people. They don't know where to go, what to do.
But why not?
Uh-huh.
If you've got a passion for and the nonprofits we just talked about, they cover a plethora of things. Yes. I mean, it's from that you didn't even know they existed. I mean, everybody knows the food pantry, which is great, but boy, there's a lot of. So you feature these then every other week, you said?
Yep.
And how does one see that?
So you can go to my page, Fondy Famous, is where kind of the hub is, but we're on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we're there.
Who does your production?
So a town or a company called Explore My Town does my production right now. And we're meeting with a few different videographers to see how we can kind of up our video game.
Okay.
I currently record everything and it's getting to be the point that I really need to find someone to help.
Well, plus I think you'd be personable and everything. You gotta be careful what you say these things, but you're attractive. Can I say that?
Hopefully.
You look at the camera like you and everything. Yeah. I think you should be on camera and with your personality instead of behind the camera.
Right.
And the thing I was going to jump on the other aspect, you talked about the networking. I was at a thing one time that when I told you about Donna Butamoris with the guys, like, throw out everything we always knew, guys. And these were big time business people. And it's like when it goes, you know, you hire somebody, you can't just offer them $2 more an hour like you could before and they change your job. It's about, are they going to be able to go to their kids' soccer tournaments? Are they going to be all these kind of things? But what I'm saying is, they also said the worst way to find a job, and tell all the people when you talk to other kids or young people coming out of college, the worst thing you can do is mass send out emails. They ain't going to get a job doing that. Their best thing, meet people in that business. Find a way, volunteer. If somebody's got to run, a 5K run for an organization, for, you know, cystic fibrosis, whatever that I used to work for, go to those things. That's how people get jobs these days.
Absolutely. Come to networking events.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you started in Fond du Lac.
Yep.
That's a nice community, but I don't think they talk. I don't think people talk about Fond du Lac a lot.
We were just actually, I was talking with Kelly about that. So I lived in Fond du Lac for a long time too. And I think that it doesn't get the spotlight it deserves.
Totally agree.
I agree.
Jim and I spent some time in Fond du Lac.
Red Law you have down there.
Mm-hmm. When was it? October, Jim? We spent some time in Fond du Lac.
Oh yeah, we got lost, but
we were coming here.
I get lost.
And they didn't have the lights on at the Butamore Bridge and Bergstrom and the
EAA.
And so we ended up in Fond du Lac.
Oh, my goodness.
Drove around for it before we came back.
We were late to the show, so Todd was mad, but we're good.
But it's a beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city.
I love it.
Great place to live.
Yeah. Well, I love staying at, you know what I do every year? The Amputee, I can't think of the name of that hotel I stay in.
Yeah.
Oh, at downtown.
Is it the Red Law?
Yes. The Red Law.
What a beautiful place. And Fond du Lac hosts the Patriotic Softball Tournament with the amputees. It's an amazing event for people in the Fond du Lac, for anywhere. You want to come out. You've got these young kids that are amputees, and the veteran amputees teach them how to play softball, teach them how to do these things. It's an amazingly cool thing. Fond du Lac firefighters come out. They have a team. They play against them and everything like that. It's at Spider Dock Stadium, which is a great stadium. I agree with everybody here. I think Fond du Lac is one of the most underrated cities in this whole area.
I agree. And the cost of living is pretty cheap there.
It is.
Just saying.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
You're branching out to Sheboygan.
Yep.
What was the attraction there? I think Sheboygan's another cool community.
Yeah.
I have some pretty good friends who live there.
So it kind of has the same qualities, I think, in my mind, as Oshkosh has that are attractive to me. But they're active on socials. They're kind of starting to do more of the farm to table, more of the... I don't know, the things that bigger cities are doing, they're starting to see that a little bit sooner than we are. And so I'm just kind of attracted to the things that they're doing and I'm seeing on socials. And so I figured it was time to start partnering with them.
They have a pretty good downtown, too.
They do have good downtown.
They have some really good restaurants in Sheboygan.
Really good food, yes.
And I don't think people know that.
Uh-huh. I'm a foodie, so I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, good. And then we can see your things. You told us where we could see it, but it's Fond du Lac. Obviously Oshkosh.
Yep.
And where else?
Sheboygan. So what I'm really trying to do is focus on Fond du Lac, but then naturally the things of what to do around our area.
Right.
So I'd say about a 30-minute radius is where we'll start to focus.
I'll tell you what's pretty amazing in Fond du Lac. I kind of got lost last time I was there. And I went past what I thought, what college is that? What cool thing? It was Fond du Lac Springs Football Stadium.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my gosh, is that impressive.
It
that
is.
That whole complex.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they put some money into that.
They did, private school.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Although Fond du Lac High School has the greatest weight room in the state of Wisconsin.
And they also have a pretty good stadium themselves now, too.
And they also got a pretty good player playing for the New York Jets.
Yes. Yeah. Braylon Allen.
Yep. Cool.
So what are your, is this full, this is what you do?
This is what I do. I do this, and then I do social media marketing.
And you have your own business?
Yep.
Well, that's great.
It is. Yeah. I love it. It's been a lot of fun.
And tell me about, if one wants to get into that, what was your kind of career path?
Oh, gosh. I was in real estate before this, and that's actually what brought me into doing this. I fully intended to do this as a way of getting content on social media to show the positive of Fond du Lac, but then to also help people buy and sell homes. I did that for 5 years in another area, had a property management company and excelled with that in my brokerage, but I sold it when we moved back to the area. But I started that through social media. Mm-hmm. And I plan to do the same thing here. And honestly, the social media aspect of it and growing other businesses just became something I love.
And I guess, so you talked about, since you're in real estate, when I was in real estate, I sold two houses, or I was a buyer's agent.
Okay.
I bought a house in Fond du Lac. I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. What they could get, like, I mean, they could still get like a $175,000 house that a little bit further north would be $225,000, $230,000.
Yes. Hands down.
Yeah.
It's a good market to buy in.
Good buyer's market, yeah.
How is, since we don't talk about Fond du Lac a lot, except for the rent law, which I thought you got a lot of ink on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a beautiful place. Beautiful bar.
Absolutely.
The whole thing.
The restaurant is great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love that place.
Same guys that did the Northland Hotel in Green Bay bought that place. And there was a little splitting of things, but that's, tell me about Fond du Lac a little bit more.
So Fond du Lac is really great. Growing? I mean, it is growing. We're definitely starting to see a lot more activity on businesses coming to town. We got some new development, like on Main Street, there's going to be an area where there's going to be a bunch of restaurants. So that's a huge opportunity for smaller businesses to get started. Our Main Street is really starting to come alive. My daughter says it's popping.
It's popping. You know what? Same thing you guys did in Oshkosh. You restored those old buildings. Yes. You didn't knock them down.
Correct.
Isn't that funny how sensitive we are to our, I have daughters, and when I first got elected, they're like, Dad, this town is lame.
Yep.
But it's better. And you got to make it popping is the word?
All poppin'. Right.
I don't think I heard
that's
that.
What my daughter said. She's seven.
I think that's great. That there's energy in the city. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, not quite. But she does take my phone and would like to be one.
No, I think that's good that you bring an energy to it. And then Oshkosh.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. What are your thoughts on Oshkosh?
Oh, I love Oshkosh. I'm excited to eat while I'm in town here today.
Right.
Uh-huh. You guys have great food, clearly.
I'm not here. I'm not an Oshkosh. I'm a Green Bay guy, but I love Oshkosh.
Yep.
This foodie thing, where did that come from?
Oh, gosh. I think it came from my family. My grandma really likes to cook. Italian family, home-cooked meals, and just we like to explore
Northern
and try
or Southern
things. From Northern or Southern what?
Italy.
Sicily.
So oh, Sicilian. Way south.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So,
pretty far south. That Italian restaurant in Sheboygan, I'm sure we're talking about the same one.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Well, how do you, okay, tell me more. Okay, so you're in real estate, and Joe and I were both in real estate. Mm-hmm. I think everybody had a license at one point, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they should.
Really easy money.
It's not really easy, but the money is very good.
The money is very good, but man, you're going to work lots of days and get no pay. And then you got to get that one big payoff type thing.
That makes it all worth it.
But what you said, that's become such a major, it used to be people just put out signs or a billboard. But now I'm going to get back into this a little bit. Social media right now with all the different things and what you do, it's like there's no turning back. This is just the way. I mean, it's like phone books. That other way of doing stuff is gone. This is a whole new world. We're going to talk about that. And for other people, that'd be interesting because it's a leap of faith what you did. Mm-hmm. You got to have a lot of confidence in yourself to do it. Love to talk about that, okay? Because even with Jim, we love to talk about young entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are some of the sparks? What are some of the obstacles you overcame? What are, you know, we almost like to give advice to others. So please hold that thought, and we'll be right back with that. Almost. This is fantastic. Kelly Northley, Fondy famous, Oshkosh famous, back after this.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
We expect our judges to be fair, impartial, to keep us safe. But Brad Schimmel cut plea deals with child pornographers. He blamed underage victims of sexual assault for their bad judgment. And Schimmel joined extreme MAGA Republicans in trying to ban abortion statewide, even for victims of rape and incest. Now he wants us to put him on the Supreme Court, where he could strip away our rights and be a rubber stamp for Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
Brad Schimmel, dangerous, extreme, and unfit for the Supreme Court. Judge Susan Crawford knows right from wrong and has spent her life keeping us safe. Crawford protected nursing home patients from identity theft and fought for the rights of workers across Wisconsin. Crawford will always protect our right to choose and is the check and balance we need against Donald Trump and Elon Musk. On April 1st, Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
From WISS, the great studios in downtown Oshkosh. We really enjoy this. Kelly Northley, Fondy famous, Oshkosh famous. This is our, we are doing what we've kind of wanted to do and have talked about it. We couldn't quite figure out that next step. Again, as a young entrepreneur who switched careers, tell us the trials, the tribulations, the hurdles, and the rewards.
Oh, gosh. So the trials, I think, are just not giving up on doing this. It took a while for the traction to kind of get there. And to be really honest, I didn't know that this was the business I was going to do. I had planned to do it as real estate, and it just really grew. The Fondy Famous side of things grew, and I stopped pursuing real estate. So kind of coming to terms with that was a little hard. Like, I had to let go of real estate to truly run with this. But just, I think, believing in myself was the biggest piece of it, you know.
But also believing in the community, right? Yeah. I mean, you have to believe in what, like, we have Pat Tracy coming on in just a bit from Discover Oshkosh.
He believes in Oshkosh.
Absolutely.
He does. Yeah. He does an excellent job, too.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful to your sponsor, because the reason he did that or she did that is if people look at this, you're going to retain talent here. And that is a challenge everywhere. I mean, Green Bay here, Indianapolis, everybody
wants
to.
That's why the two people we had on before you both went to high school together, basically, became hugely successful, eye doctor and an attorney, and they're right here in the exact same place they grew up. I think that's phenomenal. They could work anywhere in the country, and they decided to be right here in Oshkosh.
Yep.
That's, I think, when people see that. And the other thing that we try to do here, Civic Media does with their local programming, is you make people feel better about their community. Because it's some people, they don't. And you say, my first question is, Tim, where do you get your news? Because that's usually why they don't feel good. And if they say, well, they listen to you, then they wouldn't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? It's good news. It's good news on the business. It's good news on the nonprofit. And it's good news to, you know, that you live in a great community. So
who delivers that message is important.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's the power of positive influence.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So
what would you recommend if somebody said, hey, that's what I want to do? I want to be just like her.
Yeah. I would recommend, I don't know, to get your boots on and be ready, you know, to get into it. But really just to get a system in place. I think that was the biggest piece for me, is just having a repeatable system so that we can do things and make sure that we're ensuring a good service for everyone.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the foodie side of you.
Yeah.
Because I think that helps you when you go to a community, because it is alcohol a little bit, but food even more so. And you said your grandmother cooked, or your mom?
Yep. My grandmother married someone.
Sicily? Yeah, that's pretty good food.
My great-grandparents are from Sicily, and so my grandma learned how to cook Sicilian food. We had a ton of home-cooked meals growing up, And then as we went on family vacations, we typically made food the priority instead of planning the fun things to do. It was where we were going to eat, right?
Oh, man.
So now we just kind of continue that, and we try all sorts of different things. I will add I'm a vegetarian, so that is a barrier on some things.
Okay, well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, that's great.
We got to run. We have nothing in common from this point forward.
There's a lot of you out there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of you out there.
But you know what? Wisconsin and the South have something in common because I've lived in both. Y'all still think that bacon is not meat.
Yeah, that is kind of
true. It doesn't count.
What kind of foods did you eat your grandma? What did she make?
A lot of pastas and things like that. Yeah.
What kind of foods do you like when you travel and you go to different places or even around here? Tell us some places that you know of between Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, like little places you've discovered.
Manila. I worked there back in right after high school, and I have to say I love their food. I've never had a bad experience.
That is right up here, right?
It is right up here.
Oh, it's in Oshkosh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. What's the name of it again?
Manila.
Manila
Resto. Yes, it's right off of Main Street.
Is that where they wear the roller skates and come up to our door?
No, that's Artie and Ed's.
Artie, right?
That was funny, too.
That is a good one. That is a really good one.
That's where John and I went last time. So anyway, go ahead.
Root beer, yes. But Manila's got sushi and things. And,
Okay.
Very, very good food. So
are they Filipino?
They are. Yep.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yes.
What about some of the other places you'd recommend that you've been to that if somebody's coming to Fond du Lac and they get on your website?
Fond du Lac? Gosh. The Cellar District is probably one of my favorites. The Cellar District and then Lighthouse Wine and Bistro. Excellent food. Hidden gem. Hands down. Great atmosphere.
Your videos that you do every other Friday that people can and they can tune into it anytime. They don't have to watch it live, right? You just download it.
Correct. Yep.
What nonprofits or what businesses are in your queue or that you're trying to get that you haven't got yet? Is there something that you're kind of looking at?
Ooh, that I haven't gotten? Would love to feature some of the bigger businesses just to be able to talk about the impact they have on the community.
It's incredible.
I don't think people realize that the bigger businesses and the smaller businesses are what make our community go round. So I'd love to have a conversation with like C.D. Smith, Grande Cheese, about what it took to get to where they're at in our area.
Remember that story when you were a little kid that you had to read in school about economics?
I remember when I was a kid, the story about economics.
I cried at the end of it.
Okay. They didn't.
I knew I was going to be poor for the rest of my life.
They didn't call it economics. They talked about the impact. And the city was kind of turning on this guy that he was getting, getting tax breaks, something like that, or too powerful. He goes, okay, you don't think I'm doing anything in the city? He paid all his employees like with blue money.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see the circulation, how it went through everything, and people are like, oh my God, they are important. They do everything. It goes to the nonprofits, it goes to the schools. And anyway, that was.
Well, like we were talking to a friend of ours, Mark Scogan, or met with him one day about a thing. They get 200 requests a day.
Wow.
A day. And they do a lot of great things or phenomenal things, but 200 a day.
That's one of the reasons they get 200 is they do a lot of stuff. But, you know, you can only do so much.
And
it's better off. Sometimes people, they get all the requests and then divide by the number of requests. That's really not the best thing because sometimes you need more to get something done. Like so I do a little fundraising too. And it's tough to do. But for the right cause, it's the right community. Don't you agree?
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay, back to the beginning then, as far as how we can find you, if somebody wanted to be a part of what you do, some business wants to contact you, what's all the steps from there on out?
Easiest way is to go to our Facebook page, Fondy Famous, and you can search that on Google as well. Check out our page and then hit book a time with me.
And then one of the things that Jim said, I got to correct a little bit here, where he said, about downloading it. He has no idea what downloading is. Todd, yes or no?
Probably not.
Did you have to stifle a little bit of a chuckle when he said
maybe a little bit.
Or you just download it. Yeah. I'll let my daughter do that.
Trying to impress her, yes. Yeah. Well, thank you. This is great. I'm glad you're doing this. And it's good for you. It's good for your business. But it's really good for the community.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Can't wait to watch your stuff.
Yeah.
And again, notice I don't want your husband coming after me, but get on camera, get in front of the camera. Because I was at an event one time, and it was a female photographer, as a local basketball coach, says, before we go on, he goes, Mino, can I ask you a personal question? I go, sure. He goes, why in the hell are you in front of the camera and she's behind the camera? Something ain't right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. We'll be back with Pat Tracy right after this.
Woo!
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. If Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers do not come together to pass a new biennial budget by July 1st, the Green Bay Area Public Schools will see a $10 million to $12 million budget shortfall for the 2025-26 school year. Superintendent Vicki Bayer.
We are not the only district in the state of Wisconsin, 420 of us, that are facing a deficit. And many of them are depending on referendum to be able to keep their doors open.
District leaders are recommending freezing base wage negotiations, freezing wage increases for certain milestones, closing the virtual school, and transferring some insurance costs to employees to make up for the shortfall. A report released last week from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. Here's Melissa Kay.
The Wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the Wing Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within Wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment within the Wisconsin National Guard and have a public hearing on the report.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a storm system that could bring showers, even a few thunder showers, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain and eventually some rain changing to snow by Sunday. It's going to be windy too. But for now, sunshine today, 58 tomorrow. We'll get to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming our way, coming your way from the WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh. Beautiful day out there. Todd, sun is up. Sun's shining off the river. High, what, 55. We are down in the hometown of the man that pretty much, he's not actually the mayor, he's not whatever, but he pretty much runs the whole joint down here. Yeah. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, the man, the myth, the whole thing. Where did you get these muffins from?
Welcome to Oshkosh, friends. Today, I brought you coffee and muffins from Planet Perk.
Planet Perk?
Planet Perk.
It's literally a short 7-minute walk from the studio over the beautiful Fox River. It's in the little...
That would be a long walk for John, but okay, it's a 7-minute walk.
It's minute walk.
Hey, how about I got an artificial hip?
That's
you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Sorry to hear that. So fellas,
but I still think I could outrun a cow.
Okay.
It's a contest we're doing this summer.
I want to be there.
Okay. It, no.
Okay, guys, go ahead. I brought you coffee because tomorrow, Why I Love Oshkosh is filming our coffee house episode. And so I've done a deep dive into the coffee houses of Oshkosh literally for the last month. I have been drinking every kind of coffee, latte, cappuccino, chai, espresso that you can imagine in my quest to discover what I believe is the most amazing.
So you haven't slept in a month. Right.
I haven't slept in a month.
How wired he is.
Good point.
Wife's driving you.
And so today I wanted to bring you some coffee from Planet Perk.
That's very good coffee.
It's one of my favorite places.
And I just had a cranberry muffin. What have you got, Jim? Pumpernickel? Or not pumpernickel. Was that?
That's like cranberry.
Oh, you got a cranberry one too.
I thought it was.
I brought you some chocolate muffins. I thought I had a scone in my box, but it didn't make it in there, did it?
No.
Maybe I ate that
on the way.
On the bridge.
Like that second order of McDonald's fries, right? Just get another one. So, all right. Hey, isn't it amazing how many coffee shops that weren't there 10 years ago? Maybe some of them were, but.
Yes. And what's happened is that whole coffee house vibe now is such a neat thing. And
you know what started that?
No.
You know what? And this could sound funny. Not make this up. I read a thing about this. When Friends TV show came on and the whole, what's it called? Something Perk.
Yeah.
I think wasn't that called Planet Perk on the TV show?
Something. Or the Perk, something.
Yeah. Something. And they said that helped proliferate, if I'm pronouncing that word right, the coffee shop whole atmosphere.
Yes.
Unlike anything else.
Yes.
Well, the guy from Starbucks played it. I mean, amazing.
But that's not that cozy place. You know, Starbucks.
Okay,
I got you. But the kind of neighborhood.
It's a gathering place.
Exactly.
It's a gathering place.
Exactly.
Yes.
And in other countries, they'll stand around and drink coffee. Like at the coffee bar, especially in your neck of the woods, Italy. And it. I think we're getting to that. I think people hang out in coffee shops now. The kids sure do.
They do.
Just so you know, we just got a text. Con, let me know. It's Central Perk on Friends.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Con, thank you for waking up. We've called for the bell numerous times since 6:02 this morning, Con. Just being honest, buddy. Put down the golf simulator and do some work.
So your feature on coffee shops.
Yes, we're doing a feature on coffee shops. And so I did go spend time in each coffee shop and try and sit there, you know, for 45 minutes, which, you know, it's hard for an ADD guy.
Yeah, but you feel the vibe.
And feel the vibe. And I just loved it. And it opened my eyes to a different kind of undercurrent here in town, because you start seeing the same people at each coffee shop. And then you realize that, like, each one has their whole own community.
And you know what's kind of nice about that? None of them are drunk. Right. And I mean, let's be honest. When you go hang out at a bar, I don't care what it is, somebody's going to be drunk and it's not going to be enjoyable.
Yes.
I mean, that's what they've told me. But I'm just saying, it's one of those things where it's safe. It's secure.
Yes.
A single woman can go to a place like that and whatever. Right. She won't walk into a bar by herself.
Yes.
In Green Bay, I don't know if you have this here in Oshkosh. We just came off a coffee crawl. And it was
huge.
Get this, because we were there at the last place. One of the places was the Northland Hotel, where we had to do a show that morning.
The dog show.
At 11 o'clock it ended. So it was from 7 to 11 or something, a coffee crawl. And the businesses participated, and they featured a coffee, just a little sample taste. So like you said, somebody's really good big on the chai. Other people are good on the lattes. Other people have just really, really good black coffee, you know? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and people will go in search of it.
Get this. So it was Saturday morning, mm-hmm. 7.
Cold.
It was cold. 900 people.
Yeah.
900 people.
How many block area? Six?
Seven. Yeah. Coffee. They did have the trolleys where you could, because they had a couple outliers.
Yes.
When I say outliers, like 10 blocks away, but they had the trolleys going. I just encourage you to do that because I want to pick up on your point that you kind of get comfortable with a coffee shop and there's 9 other ones. And how are you going to get there? Well, when you do the coffee crawl, you are going to go there because say, well, this is good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, anyway.
Yes. No. Fascinating. I drank Vietnamese coffee, which is a cold coffee. It's got, I can't remember what they mix it with, but it's very sweet. It's like condensed milk. Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Just don't tell them what's in it.
Yeah.
My favorite discovery, though, was I am a chai latte guy. Like with some cinnamon.
Sweet?
It was kind of working for me.
Is Lisa's mic on?
Lisa's mic is not on.
Okay, because I got to tell you, Lisa, you can listen in this. I remember the Packers back in the day with Lindy Infante era. He had a couple of coaches on from Louisiana. And this one guy said, Mano, the food around here, do you want some Louisiana food? I'm like, sure. So he brought me the red beans and rice.
Oh, boy.
And a special sauce put on it. But he also said, you want to taste it? I want to say it was chicory coffee.
Yes.
He brought me chicory coffee. Now, you talk about being up for 3 days. I had more energy that day.
Is that something?
It was really something. Chicory coffee from Louisiana.
Yes.
And I think that I'm glad that industry's taken off. I think it's we checked a lot of boxes. It's places where people can network and meet. It's younger people, it's older people. It's a safe environment, which we have to have.
So. Well, just the thing. Okay, years ago, if you wanted to have a little something with somebody, you'd say, well, let's get together after work for a drink. Now everybody's like, let's have coffee.
Right.
That's the way it's become.
There's still happy hours, but I mean, the coffee thing. So how many places did you feature in your...
Well, we're featuring 3 spots. We're featuring Planet Perk, Elsewhere Coffee House and Market, which is the one where where we took you guys to the big coffee house and market.
Did you see that picture that Todd posted on his Facebook?
No.
The other day from there with those huge sausages?
Oh, you're thinking about the market.
Yep.
Yes.
This is across the street.
I'm sorry.
I did see those sausages. Wow. Yes.
That was incredible.
Yes. And then our third coffee house that we're covering is New Moon, which is, I call it the power corner of Oshkosh. It's up by the sundial. So it's, 10 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. And it's more, to me, it's more art, poetry, music. They have like an open mic night they have a ukulele jam night and they get like 25 people in there with ukuleles. Yeah. And I mean, and so every one of the coffee houses is just so unique. And that's what's been fun to.
And
to
how do we see this? Or you feature it? What is it?
We'll film our episode of Why I Love Oshkosh. We'll film that tomorrow. And so we'll be out in the coffee houses, Oshkoshians, if you want to get out and see us film an episode of Why I Love Oshkosh. We'll be starting at Elsewhere at 8. We'll move to New Moon by 9:30, and we'll finish up at Planet Perk 10:30, 11. So look for our film crew out in Oshkosh tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
What a great way to show the community off, right? And people, so many places in a lot of communities, they drive by, but they don't go in. Oh, I've driven by there 100 times. In.
Hey, can I share this, though? And this is almost a world premiere. I have not heard anyone talking about this. Our Why I Love Oshkosh series just won a gold Addy at the Wisconsin.
Hey, nice. Wow, that is absolutely fantastic.
You deserve that.
Yes.
That's the honor for gold, the Addies.
Gold is the good. We actually won a gold and silver. And so Brandon, our cinematographer, camera guy, he's part of that. And Tara and Discover Oshkosh. And so Brandon and Tara were on hand to see their name come up and go get the big gold trophy last
tremendous.
Week.
That's tremendous. That's great. I can't think of anybody I've been more happy for than when Todd won the top award here at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association after he 100% had us confident that we were, Jim and I, during the dinner, and I were actually discussing route to take.
It's just you go that way, I'll go this way.
That table's chairs are sticking too far out.
Let's go around that way.
Go around them.
Because you guys are going to win, So,
and let's not walk in front, let's go around and then we'll.
People see it. It's a little longer walk, but we'll see more people and,
and then get our picture taken with the president.
The applause to keep us.
So we'll just go that way. Jim, when you get out of your chair, go around the table.
I'm like,
here.
Okay, James, so we have this all mapped out. And they announce the only one that goes up is the first place.
Yeah.
And they announce the second place.
As you guys.
And we look at each other like, they made a mistake.
What
it was
just
us.
Happened? We're like halfway out of our seats.
So We didn't. So first place went to some. I don't know how who he paid off.
Absolutely.
So then, as people that you know understand that you don't always win everything, we left.
Yeah,
got all ticked out. Not the first one. We left after we lost the second one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's right. Because so there were two. There were two.
And then he won first, and we weren't even there.
So here, we got so. See, so Todd, isn't that terrible? The guy, the president of the entire association for the state of Wisconsin, okay, lives 20 feet from me in the apartment complex up above our studio, okay? Great friend, vice president, general manager of WFRV, okay?
Okay.
He's the guy that presented everything and got their picture taken with him. I said, hey, should we get a picture with you just with our guy? He goes, did you guys win? I go, what we got in second? He goes, sorry, it's just for winners.
Oh, the walk of shame. Here's the all thing, the way back,
and you'll
to the
appreciate
hotel.
This. They were only doing the show for about 6 months, and in the entire state of Wisconsin, they won 2 second place awards. I don't think that's bad.
No,
I really
think
don't.
That's kind of amazing.
Now my award is just outside on the table.
Oh yeah, it's prominent right here.
But that's a replica. He's got them all over the place.
He actually had his welded on the hood of his car as a hood ornament.
Thank you for bringing that up. Now I can appreciate Todd more.
There you go.
As, as we all should. But,
hey, another thing I want to talk to you about, though, and we're going to be talking to somebody this week. I believe the Wisconsin Herd.
Yes.
Boy, they've been playing some good.
They
ball.
Have been winning, haven't they?
Wow. Yeah. And they're back home.
Yes. Yes, they're home this weekend.
That's phenomenal. Ooh,
tomorrow night, March 14th, the Ides of March are upon us.
Yes, that's really cool.
You run a city that is kind of leans into St. Patrick's Day probably a little bit more than other communities.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little.
We are, I'm already planning my St. Patrick's Day breakfast, and it's, what is that, 4 or 5 days away?
Yeah.
So we have
Monday.
A huge.
It's my birthday, by the way. Just throw it there.
Monday the 17th?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you,
John. Mental note. Mm-hmm. We have so much going on for St. Patrick's Day that if you're bored today, go to discoveroshkosh.com or look us up on Facebook, Discover Oshkosh. Look at our events. We have so many events starting tonight with it's vinyl night at Fifth Ward again, people. Bring
Talk
your
about
vinyls.
That.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's cool,
Todd, when are we going to do vinyl night at Fifth Ward?
I mean, tonight? I mean, it's tonight, right?
I'm filming coffee tomorrow. Right. I can't vinyl before coffee.
Smart guy.
Do you have records anymore, Todd?
I do.
Oh gosh.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
God. Maybe we can hang out sometime.
That would be nice.
Records.
We're in the same city. That'd be nice.
You know, one thing about the vinyl thing, it's like, even just like, what songs? Oh, I know what it is. When I drive along, I don't know if you're not supposed to do this, but I can plug in my phone now in my car. So it comes through your phone, and YouTube. It's a brand new thing. Kids are all doing it now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I've
and,
seen it.
And my favorite song when I'm traveling through the UP by Lake Superior is Into the Mystic, okay?
Oh.
But you know what the greatest part of that song is? When you hear the needle drop on the album.
Yeah.
It's and then it hits. I get goosebumps from that. That was like a magical thing taking me back in time, hearing that needle hit the album.
That song, John, it transports me to like another place.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible? I mean, what's the sound of that? It's just amazing. It's, yeah.
I was reading your paper this morning, and there's a lot going on starting the 14th. And I just, this, you know, of course, the Herd's playing on the 14th. And then you got the Dublin Irish Pub, St. Patrick's Day tent party.
That's our big, that's
gotta
our
be
big.
Big
festival.
And that's on the 15th, though.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. We do it on Saturday. Yeah. You can't do that on a Monday or nobody would work the whole rest of the week.
Yeah.
You know, the other things you have there that almost need more put. Tell me again about the volleyball tournaments. You got that again coming up this year?
Oh, yeah. The Waupaca, The Waupaca Boat Ride Volleyball Tournament.
In Oshkosh.
It's out on the Chain of Lakes.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, what, 30,000 people? Oh, I mean, we're just talking about the number of people you guys bring into this area.
Yes.
It's mind-boggling. And EAA is what, how many hundreds of thousands?
All volleyballers, John, imagine it.
Amazing.
A whole town of volleyballers.
Do you have the Brazilian Olympic?
I think they're coming this year.
Okay. Could I have a free pass?
We should start working on our volleyball.
Yeah, huh? I could do that.
Are you a setter or a spiker?
Both, I think. I'm not quite sure. No, actually, no, we're going to be doing, though, we're going to be doing some pickleball. Yeah, we'll talk more about that. We got to set a quick break. Pat Tracy, he loves Oshkosh. Back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for healthcare and food for hungry kids.
eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Down here in Oshkosh Air Studios on WISS. Okay, I hate to say this. What street is it again?
This is Main and 6th.
Main and 6th.
South Main Street.
Yep. Oh, I love where you are at the studio. Oshkoshians, if you're driving by South Main Street, please beep as you pass the corner of Main and 6th because the radio show is going on here today.
We're having a blast. We have had such phenomenal guests. Todd lined this all up. And our lovely Lisa. Who's mad at me, I think, right?
She's I think she's very angry. Although you gave her some vodka, so I think she's happy now.
She's putting in her coffee.
Yeah. So the bottle's half empty. Yeah.
Everybody's wondering if you're spiking your coffee, Jim.
Two things. I just want to hear a little bit more about Dublin's Irish pub, St. Patrick's, that tent party.
Yes.
And then I just want to give a shout-out to the Grand Susical, the musicals there.
Yes.
That's great. I mean, that's a Dr. Seuss. I mean, I think everybody's seen that, but
Oh, the Grand is having a phenomenal season.
Yeah, that's worth seeing again.
But Dublin's, holy smokes. To me, it's my Irish pub. I've been there countless times. And so they put a giant tent in the parking lot that's probably going up right now.
Right.
And then starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday, the fun starts with music, bands. We get Julie's Touch of Silver over there to do the, the baton twirling and all that stuff. There is some kind of, are the firemen doing over here?
And you know what's cool about St. Patrick's Day? Irish? Like, everybody's in a good mood.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody. It's just, those are high energy festive events.
Oshkosh Fire Department, I'm sorry, but I feel like you have some important part to play at the Dublin's tent party.
Are they shaving heads or any of that stuff?
St. Baldrick's? You do it at St. Baldrick's?
Because our fire department does that.
Oh, they do it. Yeah, downtown Green Bay at St. Brennan's Irish restaurant bar. Great place. And they do it. Todd's going to do it this year.
Really, Todd?
We have to raise $500, though. We're not there yet.
Or at 100.
150.
150.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to really push that next week when I'm gone.
And it'll be too late by then, right?
Is it Sunday, Todd?
It's Sunday.
Oh, okay. It's this Sunday.
Yeah, it's this Sunday.
Oh,
we need, how much, 350?
Whatever the math is on that. Yeah,
we need 350 more. Listeners, come on, please donate. It goes to a phenomenal cause.
Yep, childhood cancer, fighting that.
Yep, nothing better, no better cause. Todd's going to be doing it. We need $500 to raise to donate to the children with cancer.
We only need 350.
Or, I mean, 350.
So we need 7 people to give $50 and we're done.
Yes. Or 14 people to give 25.
Or
don't go down anymore because you're not gonna get that.
What about 1250?
Something. Yeah. That's as low as I can go math wise to divide things.
Yeah,
Pat, wonderful what you do though. And you know what's so cool in this area? and not to put on other areas, but we had the young lady on here just a few minutes ago, Kelly Northley, what she's doing for this area and everything, and people like yourself. This is the new world, like I said. It used to be billboards and signs and newspaper ads. And this is the new future of promotion.
Yes, yes, it is. And it's so exciting to be in Oshkosh right now, and especially this corner where we are sitting right now. 100 yards to our southeast is this giant housing development going up over here. The whole, they call it the Sawdust District. This area is poised for a giant renaissance.
And they've been working on the Sawdust District for a while.
I moved here in 1994, so that's like 30-some years ago, and they were talking about it then, and you know what? It's happening.
It is. But at least the building's separate. That's my point. My point is that, you know, took a while, but the tenacity, because that had that start and stops, but that was a tough project to get off the ground.
Yes.
The sawdust. And I talked to your...
Well, but again, when you say so, because there's what, furniture building factories?
Literally sawmills, because we were the sawdust city, John.
I did not know that.
Oshkosh was really our formative years were after the Great Chicago Fire of 1894, I think it was. The whole city of Chicago burned down.
Right, and Peshtigo.
And... at the time, we needed wood, so all of the wood from the up north forest came down the Fox River to the Oshkosh sawmills, and that's what rebuilt Chicago.
And Did not know that.
And the piles of sawdust were so tall in Oshkosh that it achieved the nickname of the Sawdust City.
Do you know where they got a lot of their wood from?
Tell me.
The UP.
Yes.
And there's areas up there. There used to be the virgin timber. And what they would do, and there's this place on Lake Superior. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my lifetime anywhere. It's around the town of Paradise, Michigan, right between Munising and like Sault Ste. Marie. And it's right on Lake Superior. And it's these huge cliffs, probably 200 feet almost straight down of sand, pure sand. Okay. And what they would do is they would take the logs there and they would just skid them right down that beach sand type thing. And there would sparks, they would go so fast and they were so heavy, like some would catch on fire. Then they'd go in the water, they'd put big barges and they'd take them down here. And that's where they got that from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And so in the 1900s, the riverbanks were all, you know, sawmills and industrial activity was on the water. And now look at, that's all gone. Right. Oshkosh has cleared all of that away. It's all cleaned up. Right. And now we're putting nice apartments and condos on the river.
Those are going to be awesome what you're building down there.
Yeah, yeah, really exciting.
Plans on that. That's
really
great.
Exciting.
All right. You know everything that's going on here. Talk us through this weekend, though, St. Patrick's Day. We talked about the tent.
Yes.
The coffee.
Yes.
Video. What else?
We want the herd game Friday night. Come on. Let's bring the herd boys back into town strong.
Absolutely.
I want to say that's at 7:00. Saturday, we're at Dublin's. It's going to be an amazing weekend at Oshkosh. It's probably going to hit 60.
Beautiful.
Woo-hoo.
The herd is playing Cleveland at 7.
Yes.
Okay.
Nicely done.
You do. You keep it going here. You love your job.
You keep it going. Oh, my gosh. What's not to love here? Look at this. Commerce going up and down Main Street here.
Well, we got to wrap it up.
We like that energy. We
love it. Did you guys ever consider just moving here?
I want to get that condo upstairs here. Can they just have that donate to me?
Yeah. Okay. We'll work on that.
Thank you, buddy.
That's a problem.
We're running out of time. Pat Tracy, thank you so much. We love coming down to this studio. Thank you, Lisa Hale back there. Best of luck in your great program coming up Saturday. Excuse me. Thank you, Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care, Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, Bob and Tavia Hopsenberger, Old Station 31, Top Craft Pick in Dale, Kelly Northley and Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. And thanks for folks at Vintage Rose in De Pere for the phenomenal apple cinnamon strudel. That's my German thing on that. Thanks for being here, Pat. Amazing. Thank you, everybody. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Everyone is Irish for a week in one Northeast Wisconsin city. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. All the blarney as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the next new Wisco weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now threatening a 200% tariff on European wine, champagne, and spirits if the European Union goes forward with the planned tariff on American whiskey that it announced this week. Those tariffs were in retaliation to the original 25% tariffs the Trump administration slapped on European steel and aluminum. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada meeting with EU and Canadian leaders about some of this and other issues. A big storm is ramping up in Southern California. Evacuations are underway in fire-scarred areas of Los Angeles. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on the rain.
Flood watches from Anaheim and Los Angeles eventually down to San Diego throughout the morning hours here. So let me take you through the timing. San Diego is going to be the heaviest here, 6 a.m. Pacific time. Into the mountains east of San Diego, you'll even see some of that snow developing at the higher elevations. That's going to make travel difficult.
A long line of those storms now moving further east. This is ABC News.
I'm Lee.